So my work deals a lot with the way that humans interact with the environment and the natural world, and the way that we think of things that we have created and then leave behind us, or things that we interact with that other generations have left behind. So this show is kind of a reflection on funerary practices, I guess. So this piece is kind of referencing traditions of burying or entombing people in boats and then either burning them or, you know, burying them, and what might be represented by that. And then also I'm thinking about the way that we're using natural resources like stone, and this is road salt, which is kind of in the same vein as the natural stone. The way that we're using those things for our own purposes, and then how they maintain their natural quality. So these photographs around the edges are from a state park near my house, and they're part of three of them are part of this retaining wall that holds back a creek, and then the other three are of asphalt that's been broken down over, you know, years of use and wear and tear. And I'm interested in that interaction, the kind of duality of the man-made form of them and, you know, how we see them as this structure, and then how they still have the presence of their natural form. And again, the salt's kind of in that same vein. It's this thing that we mine and use for our own purposes, but it also has these qualities that we covet or, you know, employ, and that sometimes exceed the bounds of our use. So it preserves, which is maybe a good way to think of it in the sense of this funeral element, but it also eats away and kind of, you know, erodes things. So, sure, yeah.
What is the connection between the salt and the boats?
So primarily I'm thinking about the way, like I said, the way that it preserves and the way that it, you know, keeps things around. So like a meat might be brined or pickled or in terms of food, but then also how it erodes and eats away over time.
Oh. How come you want to make the salt out of boats?
So I think the boat is more representative of the journey that takes place over time, or, you know, through the course of this funeral event, I guess, might be a good way to think of it. So the kind of setup is referencing a funeral in terms of this being like maybe like an ancient Egyptian or an ancient Norse, you know, funeral ritual where the body is placed in the boat with some possessions and then sent down a river or buried or whatever the case might be. So, sure.
So in the book, I noticed that there's a number of items listed. Mm-hmm. Are they all packed in here?
They're not, but...
Oh, but they're meant to represent...
Yeah, kind of.
The figure that would be this memorializing, or
right,
just
right.
Like they would ultimately be buried in.
Sure, yeah. So I'm thinking... There's this interaction, I guess, between a person and their belongings and the objects that we carry around all the time and we use, or things that we don't think about, how much space they take up or how much money or time they take up of our life, and how little they might mean once we've moved on, and then also these things that are more... long-lasting, but have the same kind of interaction with us, whereas, you know, they're markers of our life or whatever, you know, whatever that might mean.
How do you think of making boat stuff?
I like the metaphor of the journey and how it signifies motion, I think. So it's always kind of continuing, even though this is like a very solid form. It's,
it looks beautiful.
It means, thank you.
Especially.
Yeah, thanks.
So what do the numbers mean?
So the left side is zip code, longitude and latitude. the date and the time, and then the other side is the kind of stone that it is, and then the rough dating, I guess, of the... So, I mean, you could see on the concrete one, it's like 20 to 75 years old, whereas this gneiss is 500 million, maybe? So, yeah. Kind of comparing the two. Some tight turns around the staircase with a friend of mine. What's that? It will be when we're all done. I'm going to take the top, the decking off, and it's just a canoe, you know, spray painted black. Yeah, sure.
Will you speak to the sort of the way that you mirrored the prints? Mm-hmm. And the, it's sort of like a Rorschach, or that's sort of what it makes me think of.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted, most simply, that's just thinking about the duality of what I was talking about before, where these things have these two distinct perceptions that we're kind of assigning to them, or maybe we're assigning one to them and then their other nature is their own and kind of ingrained. And so that was the genesis of it. It's kind of straightforward, but then using it to highlight them in a way that's not just look at that, you know, rock or whatever. So just kind of using it as a framing device mostly. It's kind of formal. Thank you. Anything from anyone else? Thanks for coming out, guys. Appreciate it.